Hi, my name is Sean Michael Stover. I am 22 years old. Today is the 17th of September, 2019, and I am speaking with Christina Stover, who is my mom. And she is in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, and I am in Laie, Hawaii. So, Mom, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Christina Totomi Henriksen Stover. And I grew up in Laie.
Nice. So, Mom, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about what it was like growing up in Laie, a few questions about you, and just try to get a sense of who you are, that way people can know. So the first thing I would like to start off with is your family history, because we know Laie is kind of a place where people come together and everybody's kind of mixed up. So if you can explain where your mom and your dad are from, that would be great.
All right, so my dad is a Provo, Howley Provo boy. He grew up in Provo, and my mom is a Japanese Brazilian. So her parents immigrated to Brazil before World War II. But she grew up there and then moved to the States and met my dad.
Nice. And so, what was growing up in? So you have a pretty interesting story. If you could explain where you grew up and where you were born, that would be great.
Okay, so my parents were still, I guess, trying to settle down. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they weren't trying. But I was born in Michigan. My dad was there working, starting his Tesla career, and then we moved to American Samoa. And we lived there for at least a year. My brother was born there. And after that, he got a job at BYU Hawaii. So we were there, and that's where we stayed for the next 15 years at least as a family.
All right. So his job is what brought you guys to Laie, teaching TESOL, or English as a second language, for everybody who doesn't know that term. It's not familiar with it. All right. So what did you enjoy growing up in Laie? What are some of the things that you guys like to do in Laie? Where did you grow up in Laie?
So I grew up in a little cul-de-sac there across from the temple. We had a little neighborhood there with those rows and the medicines. But it was a great little cul-de-sac. We played outside all the time. We had is that gonna work? That's kind of loud. We had neighborhood hide and seek games all the time, and we used to climb up the Norfolk Pines that used to be behind Halala Boulevard there. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So you guys you guys sound like some pretty normal kids growing up here.
Relatively.
Yeah. So was there something that you particularly liked about Laie? What makes you like Laie? Because growing up, I remember you always talked about Hawaii, about growing up here. What makes you like Laie so much?
Well, I mean, I think now that I look back on, I can look back as an adult, you know, I appreciate what the community, the sense of community that was there, the culture, just everything that was all right there. As a kid, I just, you know, went with the flow. It was great. I was always had something to do. I was always happy. So, but I do appreciate that now, looking back. And we always felt safe and kind of, I won't say isolated, but insulated maybe a little bit.
That's a good way to explain it. So if I understand correctly, you liked growing up in Laie because it had it was a very friendly culture, and there's a strong church influence.
Yeah, we had, I mean, you had the school, you had the church.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Laie Elementary, and then after that I my Kuzuku grad. I went out to Kuzuku, so.
And you ended up teaching there, right?
Well, I taught at Kuzuku Elementary. Yeah. I never actually attended Cook Elementary, but I did teach there. Yeah.
All right. That's pretty neat. It's not too far away. But
not too far.
Yeah. And so we came here to drop me off to go to BYU Hawaii. And my mom had, for the first time in 20 years, had the chance to return home to Laie. And you notice a lot of differences in Laie. You notice that there have been a lot of changes, and you kept on mentioning this. So what are some of the changes or some of the things that you noticed that were different or that had, you know, just changed a little bit?
Well, you know, it was interesting because a lot had changed and a lot hadn't. And it was a real interesting mix for me. The two houses that I grew up in were gone. They're being, I guess they tore them down and they're building new homes on those same areas. So that was interesting. Let's see. Oh, the first thing that struck me was the road Halela'a Boulevard up to the temple, because when I grew up, that was just a little, there were no curbs, just some grass, and then the little yellow flowers in the middle of the road. We just walked up and down to school, and now they've replaced them with all the royal palms. They have the lighting and the stone walls, and it's very fancy.
And there's a sidewalk, right?
Oh yeah, there's actually a sidewalk, which that was never there when we grew up.
Yeah, I really like how you noticed that detail about the sidewalk, because she kept on mentioning this during our time here, and that's funny because that's not something that somebody that's not from Laie might notice. They might think that's normal because, you know, on the mainland it's quite normal to have sidewalks, but, you know, for you that was a really big deal. I remember you saying that, like, wow, there's sidewalks everywhere.
Well, you know, when you're a kid going to school and it's raining and your slippers get muddy, it's kind of, I mean, that would have been fancy.
That, you're right, it would have been pretty fancy. So you feel like stuff has gone fancier, or has it just changed with the times? Has it necessarily grown, or is it more of just a modernization?
I think the feeling I get is that people are trying to do, like, basic upkeep. You know, things get old, they have to replace them. I think things, to a certain extent, there's some improvement. But I do appreciate how many things have stayed the same.
Okay. So you would say that there's been no drastic changes. It would simply be simple upkeep, and it would be keeping up with the times, to say.
A little bit. Well, now Moana Street, that's getting quite different for me.
Okay.
Like my old neighborhood where the townhouses are, or were, that's going to be really different. So, you know, maybe in a couple of years it'll seem a lot different.
Yeah, and now there are two, what do you call them, streetlights, right? You remember when they put in the first streetlight, right?
No, there's only one stoplight in town, isn't there?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
There's only one across from Foodland. But I do remember that got put in when I was in college even, so yeah. There's only one.
Wow.
I remember when that was put in, because there hadn't been any until then.
That's pretty neat, honestly. It's kind of funny to think. Well, Mom, thank you for your time. And thanks for talking about Laie.
All right. Hey, anytime.
All right. Love you, Mom. Bye.